A press secretary in the office of primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan invited journalists in Juba to attend a ceremony on Sunday for reinstating Bishop Reuben Akudit, former Hajj Bishop of the internal province of Jonglei. But primate Arama and Bishop Akudit could not agree on the terms and conditions for reinstatement. Arama says Akudit presented new conditions contrary to the laws of the Anglican Church of South Sudan.
We could not go ahead with the reinstatement. The main contentious issue was he wanted to be reinstated as a full archbishop for 3 months. But we told him that the church laws doesn't go that way. He has to be reinstated as retired archbishop of Jonglei, of which he said he will first go and consult his people, then he will come back with the feedback. So it ended that way, and we continue to pray for him.
Hajj Bishop Arama expelled Bishop Akudit in August 2020 after he created 3 dioceses in Jonglei and consecrated 3 bishops without an approval from the Anglican Church in South Sudan. Akudit apologized to the head of the Anglican Church last week, hoping for the lifting of his dismissal and reinstatement. He says he feels the Anglican Church did not honor his apology.
I'm very disappointed. We have failed as a church to resolve this problem. So he went to the president for help. The president came in and gave advice how to be solved. But the president came up with a resolution that I will be reinstated, and then given 3 months and to unite the church, and then also to confirm the 3 dioceses and their bishops. This one seemed as it was okay, but in the morning when we were in the office, it was opposite. So I'm very disappointed.
Michael Makwey, South Sudan's Minister of Information and Government spokesperson, says Arama's latest decision has surprised the government of South Sudan.
People were highly enthusiastic to see this problem coming to an end. To our disappointment, as representatives of the government, we were informed that yes, the defrocking, and that will be immediately followed by retirement. Disregarding the 3 months which we had proposed as a solution for all this.
Makwey says Bishop Akudit has traveled to the Jonglei State Capital Bor to consult his supporters before accepting new conditions for his reinstatement as the Hajj Bishop of the internal province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.